A lot of systems right now, the Air Force is going through replacing the KC-135 with the KC-46, and after many, many years, the CH-53 Echoes came around in, I think it's 1981, and now we're looking at dramatic improvements, and although the cost had looked is come in anticipated to be pretty high. Would you comment on this, moving to the CH-53 Kilo model, and why?
Sir, just a couple quick thoughts there to answer the question. The 53K, first of all, the program has been restructured based on the testing that was done over the past 18 months by the Assistant Secretary of the Navy, Gertz, and the vendor, Lockheed Martin. So that has been restructured, the program. And thanks to this committee and Congress for authorizing a reprogramming of funds to make sure that the testing could continue. I'm confident that that aircraft will meet our requirements, and the requirements remain valid. It will be the heaviest lift helicopter we own in the U.S. military. It has greater range, greater speed, greater reliability than the 53 Echo, which you mentioned is approaching 30 years right now. I'm confident that the oversight means are in place, and both the Secretary Gertz and the Marine Corps leaders are watching it closely. But that's an aircraft that can do what no other aircraft can. We need it.
Yeah, and we know, we hear the costs on this, but initially we understand that costs are going to be higher. And I am concerned about that when you just look at it and you say $100 million for a helicopter when right now we're at about $80 million for a strike vehicle. So we want to follow that real closely, which we will be doing. Thank you very much.